I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Big changes in the weather over the next couple of days. Today we'll see sunshine, a high near 74 degrees, a chance of rain overnight tonight with a low of 35. Sunny tomorrow and colder with a high of 46. Snow is likely on Saturday. A judge has ruled that the Illinois State Comptroller can direct which accounts she uses to pay state employees. Comptroller Susanna Mendoza says that Circuit Judge Robert LeSheehan out of St. Clair County ruled against Governor Bruce Rauner. She can decide how to pay 600 employees within the Department of Central Management Services. The governor wanted the CMS workers to be paid from general revenue funds, but there's a two-year budget stalemate and therefore no appropriations for that fund. Mendoza indicated that she can pay from the agency's garage and maintenance funds. She says that fund has $93 million available. Rauner's office didn't immediately comment on the matter. The United Way of Southeast Missouri says the way the region has rallied around victims of the February 28th tornado in the Perryville area has been remarkable. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
The United Way's Elizabeth Shelton says a St. Louis television station welcomed her agency to their studios Tuesday night for a phone-a-thon that raised $18,000. She says monetary donations now stand at over $40,000. Shelton says the United Way will be collecting donations for quite some time after the EF4 tornado that killed one and destroyed or damaged dozens of homes.
As we all know, that recovery from something like this is not rapid. And so anytime anyone wants to donate to Perryville, they can do that through United Way of Southeast Missouri into this emergency fund.
Another indication of the overwhelming response, the Perry County Emergency Management Agency says it cannot accept any more donated supplies right now because it has nowhere to put them. The EMA suggests people make monetary donations. To donate, go to unitedwayofcmo.org. I'm Brad Palmer.
And donations are still being accepted through the American Red Cross and United Way in Southern Illinois as well for victims of the tornado in this region. Immigration enforcement remains a hot topic, and a group of concerned citizens wants the city of Carbondale to refrain from getting involved in immigration and customs enforcement, enhanced detainee, and other issues. Group spokesperson Natalie Long says her group believes the city has more pressing needs.
Our local resources are spent better in other ways, in much better ways, rather than seeking out and trying to detain immigrant community members whom we would like to be able to protect.
Long's group presented a proposed ordinance to the city of Carbondale Tuesday night. She says it requests the city pledge not to use local, state, or federal law enforcement officers to remove immigrants. Long says the city council and city staff will review the proposal. We're going to see sunshine today, a high of 74. I'm Jennifer Fuller.